Hi, I'm here with the Little Smokies, and the names are...
My name's Scott.
I'm Matt Cornetti.
The Right Reverend Matthew Rieger.
I'm Jake Simpson.
And I'm Andy Dunnigan.
Okay. So, how did you guys all meet?
The three of us, we all met at a college party, a bluegrass pick, they call them. Everyone brings over guitars and instruments, and they sing and howl at the moon till the wee hours of the morning. So that was almost 10 years ago-ish, or 8 or 9.
I'm the newest member. I joined sometime around April of last year. Yeah, I met these guys last year at a music festival. They've been playing together for a long time, since 2008 or 9. And then Matt, the Rev here, he met him in November of 2015.
So, we met playing music.
We've known each other for a long time. And yeah, just music, and it's pretty much what the only thing we have in common, really.
So how did you guys get your name?
Well, it's in reference to the pork product, the Little Smoky appetizer, sausages. Our first gig was at this kind of roughneck motorcycle club, the Lumberjack Saloon in Montana, and we were kind of kicking the gravel in the parking lot. Didn't have a name, but they had given us Little Smoky sausage appetizers in the green room. So after the gig, everyone was asking what our name was, and we kind of turned around and we just saw this big silver tray full of toothpicks, and we just proclaimed, "We are the Little Smokies." It was a joke, but it stuck around, obviously. So here we are.
How did you guys get interested in music?
Oh, I started playing piano when I was very young, and realized that I had no other viable skills, and that I would have to do my best with music.
I grew up in Oklahoma, where country music and bluegrass is very prevalent, and my parents took me to all kinds of music shows when I was a little kid, and I started telling jokes on stage and playing a little rubber band guitar and pretending to sing songs. And then I saw a whole bunch of people playing bluegrass and fiddles and banjos, and I decided that's what I wanted to do. So I started taking lessons.
I think after I played baseball and sports, and then I got too sunburned when I lived in Arizona one summer. So after too much aloe vera oil, I decided to come home and start playing the banjo. My dad plays for a living, so it was kind of easy to come to.
I was just a teenager, and I needed something to do.
Thank you.
I started playing music in fourth grade and played trumpet, bass, drums, and guitar, and then found bluegrass when I went to college. So I've been playing banjo for now, I don't know, what, since college? So like 65 years. 65
years.
Since 74, I think. So.
What's your favorite part about touring?
Being with my best friends.
Being with my best friends.
Well, my mother is my best friend, because everyone's mother should be their best friend. Other than my mother, these are my best friends. And my favorite part about touring is meeting people along the way, folks like you and Rob, who got us here, and all the folks we met tonight. It's my favorite part.
Well, my favorite part about touring is the food. We get to eat every kind of food you can imagine. We get so much, like...
Sea urchin?
Sea urchin is the grossest thing. Don't even try it because you think it might be fun. It tastes really bad. But we get to try all kinds of food in every state. We get lobster and steak and pho and pizza and
candy.
And nachos, and that's my favorite part about touring.
My favorite part about touring is that every day is an adventure. You don't quite know. It's kind of like life, Hannah. You'll find out that you don't really quite know what's going to happen. It's a series of changes, so every day is an adventure, and you don't quite know what's going to happen. Like today we drove here. We've never been here before, and then we came upon this gravel road, and we're staying at this castle up the road and meeting all these people, and it's awesome. It's really fun. It's exciting.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for now. Bye.